From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Terror in Spain. Two armed men barricaded themselves in a bar in Barcelona's city center Thursday after someone driving a van hopped a curb on a busy street and crashed into dozens of people, leaving several injured. The Spanish publication El Periódico reported gunfire in the area of a marketplace, although it did not cite the source of the information. Police confirmed in a statement on Twitter that there have been fatalities from the huge collision in the Las Ramblas tourist district of Barcelona's city center, but did not specify how many. Local media report at least two people have died. Catalan police say 32 people were injured in the attack, with 10 in serious condition. AP reporting at this hour that Spanish public broadcaster RTV says one suspect in Barcelona van attack has been arrested. Police on the scene told people by megaphone to leave the area as they were dealing with a terrorist attack. Donald Trump today fired back at a growing number of fellow Republicans who denounced his response to the Charlottesville, Virginia violence, further fueling the latest controversy to engulf his seven-month-old presidency. In a series of posts on Twitter, Trump lashed out at Republican U.S. Senators Lindsey Graham and Jeff Flake, as well as the media, and said he has not drawn any moral comparisons between white supremacists and those who oppose them. Internationally, people are on the street are reacting, such as these young people in London.
It's our life-changing events for the whole world. I don't think it's only a big change for America, but for the whole world as well, because we're all following it. It kind of scares us that his way of thinking actually reaches a lot of people right now, because he's in such a big position.
This is VOA News.